Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On Track 1, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On Track 2, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 12, Number 12. In the last edition of Clinical Review, I talked about calorie restriction and neuroplasticity. Calorie restriction in a controlled laboratory setting for some species of animals has been shown to decelerate the biological aging process and improve a variety of features associated with youthful health, energy, and vitality. The take-home message here as a human animal is to minimize your intake of excess calories, especially refined carbs, trans fats, and denatured proteins, to eliminate passion and negative emotions as a guiding force when choosing your foods, and to step up your intake of micronutrients as you age. So we've got to decrease our calorie intake, our consumption of energy as we age, to compensate for a natural phenomenon that's associated with decreasing our metabolic rate. In other words, our metabolic rate slows down no matter how active you are. Of course, we have to keep active. But we need to increase our intake of antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals at the same time. And the only way we can do that efficiently and wisely is with dietary supplements. Neuroplasticity, or brain plasticity, refers to changes in neural pathways and synapses caused by changes in behavior, environment, and neural processes, as well as changes resulting from injury. Neuroplasticity has replaced the formerly held position that the brain is a static organ and explores how the brain changes constantly throughout life. Plasticity of the brain exists from the moment we are born to the moment we return to the nothingness from which we came. Throughout our entire lifespan, we continuously create thousands of new neural pathways from each of our 100 billion neurons. We can also create new neurons from scratch, which helps those of us who lost millions of neurons from sniffing glue and eating lead paint as small children. And everyone out there, I know you know who I'm talking about. On this edition of SNU, I will wrap up my series on the topic of life extension and healthy aging with a discussion on blue zones. Blue zones describe specific geographical regions on the planet where people live not only to ripe old ages, like an average of 95 to 105, but who also retain their mental and functional capacity right up to the end. In other words, they experience both quantity and quality of life. Here in the Western world, we can brag about quantity, but we can't brag about quality. Most people over the age of 80 that still are able to hang on to the end of 90 and 100 years, they don't often have a spectacularly high quality of life. In fact, a lot of people lose the quality of their life starting around 50. Simply drawing circles on a map of the world in blue felt pen is how the blue zone concept originated by the people that came up and coined the term. In the blue zones, lessons for living longer from people who lived the longest, author Dan Buettner identifies five longevity hotspots and explains how and why residents of these specific areas of the world managed to live longer and better than most of us. The five blue zone regions include 1, Sardinia, Italy, 2, Okinawa, Japan, 3, Loma Linda, California, 4, Nicoya Peninsula, Costa Rica, and 5, Icaria, Greece, also known as Icaria. Supported by the National Geographic Society and joined by a team of investigative researchers, Dan Buettner visited each of these five regions to discover and record their habits, beliefs, customs, eating patterns, traditions, and lifestyles. People who inhabit blue zones share 10 common lifestyle characteristics that contribute to their longevity and functional state of health. Family, let's start with that. Number one, family is put ahead of other concerns. In context of our present reality, from my point of view, family are those who genuinely care about you and respect your individual sovereignty. Every human is part of a large community of the human race. We've got a genome that proves that. But obviously, not all humans treat each other with respect and kindness. I like to hang out only with those who do. Those are my family. Number two, no smoking. Blue zone people don't smoke much. It's uncommon or minor. In fact, most of them don't smoke at all, and I'm talking about cigarettes here. It seems the psychology and need to smoke cigarettes is replaced with greater satisfaction in other areas of their lives. Number three, a plant-based diet. Except for the Sardinian diet, they are goat herders, and they eat sheep and lamb meat and goat meat. The majority of food consumed by these other people in these different regions, they have a very high plant diet, including legumes, nuts, and tubers. Those are staple foods. A diet high in natural whole plant light is high in antioxidants, fiber, lectins, and thousands of naturally occurring biochemicals that trigger gene expression associated with enhanced immune function. These same biochemicals are not present in sterile factory food, and it is now believed that a lot of the autoimmune conditions that we see permeating society today are caused by a lack of these naturally occurring biochemicals that are needful to appropriate genetic expression. Number four, constant moderate physical activity. Well, what can I say about this? Moderate physical activity is an inseparable part of a healthy lifestyle. Walking relieves tension and anxiety and maintains a healthy posture. There's a lot of truth in the coach that said, Corey, go walk it off. Barefoot walking on the sand, grass, or dirt is best because it grounds us to the earth. When we connect to the earth directly in bare feet, we actually absorb electrons that neutralize free radicals in our cells. This is called earthing or grounding. Most of us busy urbanite automaton types live in a box called our home where we spend most of our time sitting or laying down. We then drive to work in a box called our car or the bus, sitting down, spend another 8 to 10 hours when we get to work at work sitting at a desk, then drive back home, forced once again to sit in transit, often while enduring rush hour traffic, which raises our cortisol levels. And finally, we get home tired and exhausted, collapse, and then repeat the entire process day after day, looking forward to Friday. Thank God it's Friday and the weekend, and then all of a sudden it's Monday morning. No wonder so many of us are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. It seems as if it's never going to end. So without the gym, long walks, recreational activity, and sports, we are doomed by our own absence of movement. Five, social engagement. People of all ages are socially active in blue zones and integrated into their communities. They communicate well and feel free to speak their mind and express their true intentions and feelings. If you can't express yourself, you tend to get bottled up, you hold it in, and eventually you're going to release the pressure through some type of emotion like anger or frustration, or you get really resentful. And also, you might get into the habit of overeating or indulging in recreational drugs to the extent where they begin to destroy you. So you've got to learn to be true to yourself and tell people how you really feel, but of course, be delicate, be kind, be charitable. Number six, no prescription drugs. No NSAIDs, no statins, and no antipsychotics. I mean, they're just not in the society of these people in these blue zones. Let's keep in mind that the fourth leading cause of death in America is taking prescribed drugs. it is much better and wiser to find a natural functional alternative. And of course, it's best to be in a state where they're not required, where no natural drug, no natural herb, no homeopathic remedy is even needed, because you don't even have a state that requires treatment. Number 7, warm, temperate climate. Without exception, every blue zone exists in a warm, mild, and temperate climate. When it's warm outside, it's usually sunny, and when the sun is shining, there is less depression, less inflammation, and less need to be inside. Number 8, natural biological chronological rhythm. Work schedules in blue zones are not synchronized with artificial clocks or watches. They don't even know what they are. These people rise with the sun and go to bed soon after light fades. One of the first things you need to do to be free of pain and inflammation is throw your watch away and stop letting time control your life. Time, by the way, doesn't even exist if you read up on the latest physics, yet we continue to measure it and allow ourselves to be controlled by it. So if it doesn't exist and we allow ourselves to be controlled by it, man, that sounds like living in the dark ages. Number 9, sleep. Lots of sleep, downtime, and relaxation. Now, how important is that? Many of us are sleep deprived. We stay up way too late and then get up early only because we have to. Without an alarm clock, we would be lost in sleep. Sleep deprivation is intimately linked with our willful acceptance and compliance with schedules that deny our individual capacity to adapt. How do you know? Your pulse rate is going up. You're getting irritable. You're not happy. These are all symptoms that should bring attention to the fact that you're sleep deprived. Make sure your life pattern and schedule isn't working against the grain of your natural biology. And remember, nature always wins. Number 10, independence. People in blue zones are independent, self-directed, and feel responsible for their own actions and behavior. They don't blame mommy and daddy, the government, or the world for their problems. They take responsibility. They're accountable. They are in control of themselves. Many blue zoners are free and independent. They live off their own land. They make their own food that they grow themselves, and they do almost everything that needs to be done themselves and for their families. Freedom is what freedom does, my friends. Absolute freedom doesn't exist except as an ideal in our minds. But we can dream, can't we? And man, how important is it to dream great dreams? Now, for more information on blue zones, just visit the website by that same name, Blue Zones, BlueZones.com. And you can order the book and check out the latest updates from that group. Some really good stuff and great insight for life and living. Although it's certainly possible to seek out each of the blue zones yourself or find one similar to live in elsewhere in the world, it's important to create your own blue zone in the here and now, in your mind, until you do get to the actual blue zone. This means you have to make certain adjustments in your attitude and lifestyle, if you haven't yet already, if you want to stay well and remain whole while living in the frenzy that we call life. People who move to Canada or the U.S. from blue zone areas continue to retain the health benefits of longevity and function because they continue to live and think the same way. But if they don't, they tend to hit the dirt quickly. If they compromise their lifestyle of physical activity and whole natural food and healthy dieting, they develop the same diseases as everyone else, but at a much faster rate. As we have surmised by reviewing the scientific evidence thus far in this series devoted to life extension and healthy aging, the secret to longevity, we have discovered, has less to do with any one single factor, including even diet or exercise, and more to do with the total social and physical environment in which we live. In the same way, uncontrolled free radical pathology is a menace to our physical health, unhappiness, loneliness, and emotional stress is a menace to our mind and mental health. I created my own personal blue zone in the state of Hawaii. Being there is crucial to my spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional health. The environment literally soothes my soul, and I find the energy and aloha of the native local people and visiting tourists absolutely invigorating and positive. But when I'm not there in the flesh, I carry the spirit of aloha with me inside my heart and my mind. And when I first met Tracy, I told her, I have a mistress called Hawaii, and she is always beckoning me to come and visit her, and I do as frequently as possible. So when I'm away from paradise, I listen to Hawaiian music and fantasize about body surfing at McKenna Beach, at Makapu Beach on the east side of Oahu. Thankfully, while I'm here and while I'm busy in my day-to-day activity, I do enjoy my work. In fact, I love it. And this helps me get through the days in ways too numerous to count. I love working with my students abroad and having deep philosophical discussions with them on a wide variety of topics, including their own lives, goals, and work-related projects. I like listening to people tell me how they really sincerely feel, and then they give me the opportunity to do the same, and I think that's how we heal ourselves and our hearts and our souls. My friends and my students and my family truly nourish me inside and out. So here's the final question, the $60 million question. Where is your blue zone? Do you have such a place in your mind reserved for those times when you need to escape, contemplate life, and rest from the madness of modern living? It's all up to you to find and create such a place. Nobody can find one for you. And you can, but in the meantime, here's my advice. Book a trip to a beautiful, warm, and sunny place like Hawaii. Hang loose and catch a wave, because I'm going to be right there beside you, dipping and yelling and screaming and laughing and having fun. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening, and here's a quote from Plato, philosopher, mathematician, and founder of the Academy in Athens in 428 BC, the first institution of higher learning in the Western world. Your genius will not be allotted to you, but you will choose your genius. And let him who draws the first lot have the first choice, and the life which he chooses shall be his destiny.